So at this point, does anybody have, we could keep going for hours. Does anybody have questions that they'd like to ask or topics that we've hit on that we sort of skipped over?
With somebody that doesn't have a lot of access to different microphones, one thing that seems to be getting a little bit more popular with all like the Cloudlifter products and different impedance type of changing, it's one thing that we've heard a lot of different things about polar patterns and mic placement and that kind of stuff. But could you talk a little bit about how impedance could work as those other things as well?
Mm-hmm. Go. Somebody go.
Well, it's more in relation to the preamp. I think you can find preamps that have variable impedance or switchable impedance. There's a couple of kits. JLM, I think, makes a kit where you can build two preamps if you're handy with a soldering iron and a schematic. But one of the things they have is variable impedance, continuously variable between a range, and it voices the microphone, in essence, by giving it, you know, a different load to feed into, and that changes the frequency response of the microphone, and it's really helpful. And I mean, sometimes you can come across a combination of a microphone and a preamp that just pop. It just works, and sometimes that has a lot to do with the input impedance of the preamp and the output impedance of the mic and all that stuff. So it's a great question. I'm not sure I can answer it fully, but I think it's something that we could explore more.
It does change the sound of it.
Yeah.
Obviously. So it's really looking at which of those works.
Yeah.
I don't suppose there's a right and a wrong, other than when they say they ought to match. But sometimes something that doesn't match may be actually better.
Right.
I've got a little Canon connector that's got a resistor in it that I can change the impedance when I plug a mic in and stuff. So
I think if you make the microphone work harder, it has to source more current with a lower impedance on the receiving end, so the preamp's input impedance, and it has to source more current to create the equivalent voltage. It darkens the microphone a little bit to be general about it. For acoustic instruments or for something, even a voice, you know, if you wanted to mess with that, that's a great thing. I think UA has, the 610 has two settings for impedance, and I always click to see which one's loudest.
Yeah, man, well, that's the other thing. When you're switching things, make sure you're not just varying the volume.
Right, click. Oh, yeah, that sounds better.
Well, the common
come
idea.
On, you all do it. You know you do. But
I'm not admitting it.
I think the common idea is that a microphone and Dusty, correct me if I'm wrong, normally puts out a fairly low impedance, between 150, 300 maybe, 300 ohm. And then the following stage should be a much higher impedance. So most, yeah, that is the correct, you know, practice. I found, for instance, with the Royer 121, which is about 150 ohm output, isn't it? A following impedance on a mic pre of 300 ohm gives me exactly the power that I want. I mean, it sounds great on 1200 ohm coming up, but that mismatch, that supposedly mismatch, makes it sound better for my ears, especially on electric guitars, you know, where you need that oomph.
That's a big one, because typically there's something that's right, and then everything that's not right is a variation, but sometimes it's like analog tape. It's like, you know, what we love are the imperfections. Well, this may not be as accurate, but God, I love it. So,
well, we're listening. We have a whole different audience here of what levels of gear everybody's playing with and using often and using well. And I think that, you know, whether it comes down to impedance of the capsule, and because we're talking about microphones and whatnot as well, gain staging is of ultimate importance on every level.
Right.
And especially with the more you get into prosumer, if you will, you know, hey, I've got a mic input on the front. Well, it's a head amp all the time. Well, okay, now we're plugging a direct box into it. Well, we don't need it to do that. Let's, you know, sit down. Sometimes it's even better, especially if a lot of people are learning this, anybody's learning it, map out your gain staging. And every time you draw a triangle, write down the value of that amp.
Including the impedance.
Yeah, including the impedance. It's all gain staging.
Mm-hmm.
And learn the numbers and see what is going on at every step of the way in your signal. And really, when you get them on the road, we have a hard time with wireless mics, and I know I bring this up again with RF, but it's a real issue. It's like, what really is the microphone impedance to the console when you're coming out of a receiver?
Right.
You know, I mean, they, you know, you can't call a manufacturer and go, well, it's this, because it doesn't matter. What desk are you on? What's your power like that day? It's all different, and it does change. And when you get into high-frequency drivers that you can start hearing, yeah, we're crazy. I'm an engineer, too, and I get neurotic with it. You know, what really, where am I hearing the square wave? Am I hearing it at the capsule, or am I hearing it in the compression driver coming out? And the only the best way to get a grip, at least in tackling the problem, is draw you a little map. You know, where have I started and where am I going? And do the values.
And if you don't have a lot of access to different microphones, become real good friends with John McBride.
Lynn, yeah. I got something just to throw in there that's related.
Yeah.
Is kind of like impedance, is phantom power. Like one man's 48 volt, you know, a lot of the cheaper manufacturers, it's not 48 volts. So you're not gonna get what the specs say your mic is doing if it's getting 24 volts.
Got it.
So it's good to, if you have a multimeter, to actually measure your phantom power, find out what it's spitting out. Because a lot of times it's not 48 volts and your mic won't sound like you think it's gonna sound.
Right, and if you have a console that's like that, you can actually buy standalone phantom power supplies, mm-hmm. and use it to power the microphone, and then take the output from that to drive the console.
Yeah, I just want to add, we're talking about switching impedance and finding out what sounds best for the mic. One thing to remember is that it's not real time. It's not like turning an EQ and you're hearing it. It can take a second or two for the microphone to load. Mm-hmm. So it's like switch the impedance, wait, and then you're going to hear a change. And it depends on the mic.
Other questions?
Very quiet.
Eerily quiet. Yes.